Am I supposed to ask for questions? Do they normally ask for questions? Okay. It's short, though. We're done, right? God. Huh. Is there any questions? I'm like a 9-minute person. But maybe if you ask a really bad question, I'll read the last 2 minutes. Yeah. I knew you'd go there. She went tautological on us. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, great. Pardon? Yeah, that's a good one, actually. I mean, for me, it was sort of weird because I started writing really late. Like, you meet those cats who are like, I wanted to be a writer since I was 6. Get the fuck out of here, you know? Like, what do you know? So for me, it was like, I didn't start writing until I was around 20. And I was like a historian before that. That was the thing I really wanted to be, you know? And what ended up happening was that, like, my friends, they kept remembering things wrong. Like, every time we talked about our lives together, they would remember things wildly out of sync, you know? But they would also just not remember the right things at all, you know? Like, and I'm sure I didn't remember the right things either, but I felt like part of the reason I was writing was sort of to create this, like, physical document. Again, it was me being the historian, thinking, like, I would create this document and it would be a place where we could argue from, you know? So they could say, well, that's not correct. And part of it was that, you know? Like, I mean, I think that that's the real structural answer, you know? You always have, and most of us are looking for something because I couldn't rhyme and I couldn't write, you know? And in my neighborhood, that was like a serious blow. And so I was looking also for some way to be artistic, you know? And I think that's one of the ways I found it. Damn, where are the teachers in here? You're a mess. You know, there's someone in here, it's like a good question because I think it's one of the things about, you know, writing as a pedagogical enterprise is so like it's really weird, right? I think it's really weird. I don't know about the rest of you. I think it's very bizarre to sit in a workshop and have like 6 people being like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then like one professor being like, she or he, you know? And I don't know about the rest of you guys. I didn't grow up with grammar school with anything like that. So it's sort of weird and it's alien, but it can be really helpful, you know? And I think for me, there's someone here who was in a workshop with me and he could tell you how badly received we were. People would read our work and they would just be like, next? They didn't want to deal with us at all. I mean, there was people who were telling, I remember people telling Irvin just wild ass shit that any place else they'd get beat up on the street. But in a workshop, everybody's like, I don't like your work. But without any context to it. I mean, I had yet to meet, maybe some of you have been better workshops, but I've yet to ever been in a workshop where someone says, just goes, you know what, I don't have the authority to speak on this story. And it's amazing that that doesn't happen more often. Because it's like, what, everybody knows everything? You know, like, yo, you're some wild motherfuckers if that's the way it is. And that's one of the things you have to watch out in a workshop is when everybody knows everything and everybody's like got an opinion on everything, you know? Because they can be very useful. You can find people in them that can help you a lot. You know, and I'm not going to lie, workshops help me shape my work a lot. But at the same time, you got to be smart enough to avoid those pitfalls of like, the Renaissance people who are like, oh, you're writing about 17th century Incan practices under, I don't know. I'm just like, what do you know about that? Go read a book. That seemed like the last, was that the last, go ahead. Yep. Yes. They'll fire me soon. Yeah, I mean, for real, they'll fire me soon. Part of it is just... I mean... Last time I looked, my students don't look like anybody from where I come from, you know? So I'm not relating to them. It's just that you get, after a while, you sort of get tired of putting on your white person mask, where you're speaking in translato speak. And there comes a certain age where you just don't want to do it anymore, you know? And you're like, especially when you're trying to teach children, huh? No, you do. That's what I mean. There comes an age when you just don't want to do it anymore. When I crack on my friends, we'll be up in their projects, and they'll be talking, and then they got to make a phone call somewhere, and they're like, ah, yes, could you tell me? You know, and there does come a time where you don't feel, I mean, there's always a performative aspect to everything in us, the way we present ourselves, but for me, it just became a time where I was just sick and tired of, like, going home and feeling like a parody of myself, you know? And it's just, I don't know. And you're working with young people a lot of times, and people who work in the English department critically, they're always talking about empowering all sorts of voices and blah, 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 but God forbid the voices are in the department. You know? I mean, they want them very much mitigated. I mean, like, we were joking around earlier about the how often, you gotta love when kids are here, by the way. It makes it feel like it's a normal reading. But, you know, a lot of times these voices, they want them mitigated. You know, they don't mind someone who comes from someplace poor, but he's got to have all the codes down, or she has to have all the codes down, you know? Okay. Enough meanness. See why my students are ready to run me out.